Okay, let's get into Chala Daf Tezayin. There was a lot at the end of Tezvav Mabez in terms of Mitzvah Bab Avera, but hopefully we'll have another time to talk about that. There's a lot on today's Daf, but that was, again, the Lashonos of Ein Mitzvah Avera, Ein Avera Mitzvah. Those are only in Yerushalmi. These are only in Yerushalmi. Again, the Mitzvah Bab Avera is very limited in the Bavli, as is pointed out by Rishonim. The Ritva quotes Bavli Tosfos. We don't have this in Tosfos in Maseches Sukkah or elsewhere, that maybe, according to the Bavli, the Mitzvah Bab Avera only applies by Mitzvah Shel Ritzui, as it's called, by Karban and by Lulav, but not anywhere else. The Ritva argues on that and says, what do you mean? The Yerushalmi has it by Matzah. We just had it in Matzah Gzula. But it could be that the Bavli has a different understanding and does not have it by Matzah, only has it by limited cases. The Rishonim asks, what about Tevel and what about other Averas? Okay, but today we'll start off. Here we go. The last Mishnah here in the first parak of Chala. So it says the Mishnah relating to the parallel between Chala and Truma. As we mentioned, the Rambam has a number of these parallels, but it starts off already in Chazal. Right here. Chala and Truma. We mentioned Chala is also called Truma in the Torah. So, HaChala VaTruma Chayavan Aleha Misa VaChomesh. Chala and Truma. One is Chay Azor, who eats Chala or Truma, is Chayav Misa, Bidei Shamayim, VaChomesh, and if he eats it, Bishogeg, that he has to repay the Kohen, plus add on 25%. That is the Pasha Pshat. There are some Tanaim. If you look in the Chaim Kanievsky here, he quotes Rav, Amoram, Rav holds that really there's only a Zor Sha'achal Truma V'Chala is a Chiv Malkus, not a Chiv Misa, so it must be that this line in the Mishnah is talking about a Kohen who eats it Betumah. Okay, he's a Betumah. Okay, but Pashup Shot is that it's talking about a Zor who is Chiv Misa V'Chomesh. V'Asur L'Zarim. So one second, if the first line already said that it is Chiyah Misa Beishamayim, what's this next line of Asur Lazarim? So the Mara Folda quotes from the Gemara elsewhere, the Yerushalmi elsewhere, in Bikurim, we have a similar line. He quotes here that this is even to include Chatzi Shir. Even to include Chatzi Shir, which we paskin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is Asur Mida Oraisa. Chatzi Shir is Asur Mina Torah. One doesn't get the Onesh, but one is Chayiv for Chatzi Shir. That is what is being alluded to in this Mishnah, Asura Lizarim. There is a big discussion in the Achronim, not really in the Rishonim, in the Achronim about by Chatzishir by Mitzvos. By Chatzishir by Averas, that we have that. We have that by, that's the Gemara. And it's expanded for sure when it comes to other all Isurei Achila. So let's take it the first step. The first step is, what about non-Isurei Achila? What about when it comes to Hilchas Shabbos? So there's a Rashi in Shabbos Tafayin Dalad that has Chatzi Shir by Borer. There's a Magen Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchas Geneva that's Chatzi Shir by Geneva. So you see, you have it by non-food items. We've mentioned in the past the Chacham Tzvi, who says maybe there is no Chatzi Shir when it comes to Bal Yira'eh u'Bal Yimatzeh. Remember that the Chacham Tzvi says maybe he gives another svara for Chatzi Shir besides what's given in the Gemara. The Gemara has it based on Xeris HaKasiv of Kol Chelev or the svara of Chazi Le'itz Tarufei. It is combinable. The Chacham Tzvi, which is interesting, comes up with a third idea. And that is maybe Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah because of the principle of Achshavei. Because I ate half, that shows that I think half is significant. And therefore, that gives a chashivus. That's why I'm going to be chayef. But where you have an isser, where you didn't do anything, it's just memela, like you have it in your house, you didn't do anything to it, so maybe you wouldn't say chatzi shir there. That's the Chacham Tzvi in Simin Peivav. Shani isurei achila de islan kra, de kol chelev, kadisa berish parak basu de yoma, lefi zeh, bekol shari isurei Torah, kagona toli seyar echad benazir, o b'shabes, o motzi pachas b'shir, ein bu isur Torah klal. That's his first day, which is against that Rashi, in Shabbos Ayin Dalin. The time of the chazal is terufi lechol lo mahani. Right, it has to be only by isurei achila. But then he says, inami yesh lomar, where you're machshiv it, you do an act.
That
is a huge chiddush, because why did he just quote the svaras of the Gemara? Again, this is the Chacham Tzvi. So that's by extension of Isurim. What about by mitzvos? What if I only have a half a kazayis of matzah? Is there any reason for me to eat that matzah? Can I make a bracha on that?
make a bracha al achilas matzah tan achilas. So pasha about you can't make a bracha. What about half a? Is it right to eat the chatzis zayis? Not in just in terms of shlo tishtakach, but in terms of getting part of the mitzvahs. That's a discussion in the achrodim. Tishvas Yaakov has a shuvah about it, but that's what's alluded to here, says the Ma'ariv Fulda, by this line of Asura Lizarim. What else applies to Truma and Chala? V'hein Nechsei Kohen. They are both Nechazim of a Kohen, meaning they are Mamon Hedyot. Unlike Meister Sheni. Meister Sheni, you would think that Meister Truma for sure is more Chamor. Truma is only Mutter of a Kohen, and Meister Sheni is Mutter to Zarim, only Yerushalayim, but in fact, there is a Machlokas Tanam, as we know, by Meister Sheni, Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda. Mama Gavoa Moen Hedyot. So it could be that Shruma is more Shayach to a Kohen than Meister Sheni is Shayach to Yisrael. It's just the Betzias, therefore, in terms of getting married, in terms of selling it, giving it as a matana, as we mentioned, by Meister Sheni. Maybe you can't, first mission of Meister Sheni. While Kohen can give Truma, he could sell Truma. Kohen can sell Truma once he gets the Truma. There's a problem with that. So, hey, Nechse Kohen. Va'olin Be'echadumeya. And it's Batel in 101. Batel 101, Adin Rabbanan. Again, it was a pasik, but that's an asmachta, we assume. But Batel 101, 100 chulin to one truma, it is batel. Once it's batel, then the Yisrael is allowed to eat the whole thing, but he has to give one to the Kohen because of Gezel HaShevet, and we treat that one as truma. But this is in 101. This is only Min Bamino. Min Bamino, it's a batel in 101. Min B'Shein Amino is batel B'Dosei Tam, which is could be less, what we usually call shishim. V'te'unin rechitzas yadayim. And one has to wash their hands before eating truma. Why? Because this is a second dindur rabbanan. The first step is that stam yadayim are called shnios latuma. Stam yadayim are yadayim askanios. Our hands touch everything, including tummy things. So Chazal gave our hands status of shnios latuma, and we know truma could become a shlishi. Most things could only become ein adam nitva elamiavatoma. A person could become a rishon. Foods could become a sheni. Right? What could become tummy? Adam, kalim, ochlim, mashkim. Only four things could become tummy. Adam, kalim, ochlim, mashkim. So an adam could become a sheni latuma. Kalim could become a person could become a rishon l'tuma. Kalim could become a shady l'tuma. Truma could become a shlishi, and kachim could become a revi. So the Mishnah says here that there's a din d'rabbanan because our hands are called shnios, and therefore if they become touch truma, they would be betamiyit. There's a din. You have to wash your hands. You have to wash your hands. To unin rechitzas yadayim, says the Ma'ariv Fulda. Haba li gabahen sorach lito yadav tchila. If I touch truma or chala, I have to wash my hands beforehand. To stam yadayim shniosein, because stam yadayim without washing are called shnios latuma upostlos as a truma, and they would pasol a truma. This, of course, is the source for why we wash our hands before eating challah. Before eating challah bezman hazeh, before eating bread. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in the beginning of Kuf Nun Ches. That's the simen, the beginning of the simen of Netilas Yadayim. The Shulchan Aruch says there, beginning of Kuf Nun Ches, when one eats pas that you make a motzi on, what is that? Lafuke pas above a kisnin, right? The mizonos. But if you eat bread that you're going to make a motzi on, yito yadav afilu enu yodelem shum tuma. You have to wash your hands even if you don't know any tuma on it. V'yivarech anatilas yadayim and make it anatilas yadayim. Avalola pas shemavarech anav a motzi kagon lachmanios dakos o pas. Why do you have to wash your hands? Says the Mishnah Bura, summarizing. Tam takaras tilahu mishnei dvarim. Echan mebnei shrach truma. Hainu mikivan sheyadayim askanio same. Since our hands are literally busy and they touch things, vinogim bechal davar, and we touch a lot of different things. Ubizman shayinoik tuma vitara of a karnim achlu chuma, and when bizman and mikdash, when the karnim used to eat chuma and tuma vitara, hayitzri chalitri demi devre sofrim. Kohanim always had to wash their hands, as we just learned in the Mishnah here. Kohanim had to wash their hands, kodem achilas truma, kedesh shalo yitam uha benegiyasam, so that they wouldn't be metame the truma. U kedeshi regilim a kohanim bazeh, because we want kohanim to be rogil in washing their hands. Chazal said, even non-Kohanim, Gozru Gamkin al Kolish Yisrael ha'ochal pas, she'osr lechal she'ito yodav. Anyone who eats bread, has to wash their hands. V'gam achshav sheni kohanim ochlin truma v'riatum. And even though nowadays kohanim don't eat truma, because we're all tummy anyway. Lo bala takanazu k'dei shiyu regilim b'nei Yisrael k'shibane beis hamikdash b'mheira v'yameinu lechel b'tara. Whenever you wash your hands, it should be an amazing, maybe b'nei beis hamikdash, an amazing recognition. We're washing our hands, why? Because when Mashiach comes, when we have a beis hamikdash, the kohanim are going to have to wash their hands, and we're going to wash our hands so there's no confusion. So because of that, we wash our hands forever and ever. And number two, va'otan l'takanas tatila mishum nikius ukedusha. Nikius ukedusha. Right? Interesting. Why only bread? Right? If it's all about truma, truma is dog and tibosh v'yitzar. Right? Or according to the Rambam, all fruit. So why do we only wash our hands for bread? If it's related to truma, they're all fruit. Right? Why? So the Mishnah Berurah again quotes va'tam here in Sifkat and Beis Lavishain rova truma elam mine pas. Dagancha, dagan is the ikker. Vein derech lecho mine dagan el achar shosim en pas. The ikker of grain is making it into bread. Okay, that is a kufnun ches. That's all based an extension of our Mishnah right here. So tuunin rechitzas yadayim. Next, vaharev shemesh. And if a kohen is a tful yom and he went to the mikvah, he has to wait for. Harif Shemesh means at the end of the setting of the sun, right? The first daf in Shas Bavli, Tzeis HaKachavim, whether it's Tzeis HaKachavim, till he could eat his Shuma. Right away, he could eat Ma'aser Sheni. If somebody's Tful Yom, he eats Ma'aser Sheni right away. He has to wait till Tzeis HaKachavim to eat Shuma, and he has to wait to bring a Karban until the next morning. Ve'ena nitala minatar latameh, ela minamukaf. Also, there's a gzera drabana and a din drabana. One cannot be toreim. Let's say I have tummy true. I have tummy tevel. I don't want to give tummy stuff to the kohen. I know he'll have to burn it. He can't eat it. I want to give him Torah stuff. Chazal says you can't give Torah stuff. Why? Because we know there's a din of minamukaf. You have to give it from proximity. You have to give truma from proximity of the chulin that you're going to be misakin. So we're worried that if you are being mafresh tohar al hatame, you might take minamuka very seriously. You might touch the truma, the tar to the tabi truma and be matamiyat. So we'd rather say, you know what? If you have tame stuff, just take off tame stuff. You can't eat it because it's tevel. So you have to be mafresh it, and then the truma is not edible, the truma temeya. But at least there won't be a issue of the truma becoming tame. So that's the din of eini tal mina tohar al hatame. Look at the Rechai Kadiyaski for a second. The lakachi not liminatar al hatame. Why not? Mishum de boy litro minamukaf, because we know the din is minamukaf from what's in proximity. Nimsa mitame is hatar. V'yaf agav de ba'alma ain't srichin liga. And even though minamukaf, you don't have to be touching v'habayis mitzarfon. The house itself is mitzarefit, or even we might say the kli is mitzarefit. The towel on top of them is mitzaref. Mikom akom tame v'tahar shemakpid al taruvasan lo mikri mukaf elam kenogeya. Maybe tummy and tar, where you dafka don't want them to touch, you're going to want to touch it to be minamukaf. And therefore, that's why it's a problem. So just be mafresh minatame ala tame in minatahar al hatar. This did a minamukaf as a machlok, because we've shown him. Is this a dinda raisa? Is this a dinda rabanan? Tosfos and Gittin quotes Rashi and argues with him. Tosfos and Gittin and Daf Lamed. Lamed Amid Beis. Tosfos quotes, why did it be minamukaf? So Rashi quotes here. The Shema ba'osa sha'a eina ba'en. Right, that's what Rashi says at the end here. Mukaf samuch kamo eima kifin shtei chavios. Also lechaber lomar tfuah sheishli v'kaploni te truma zu. You can't say truma here is truma on the what's the chulin in the other place. Shema osa sha'a eina ba'en. V'masa asui. What's been a mukaf? Rashi sounds like it's a gzera d'rabanan. If you don't do a ben a mukaf, maybe you're being mafresh and what you're being mafresh on is not there anymore. It's no longer ba'en. So that's why yatu minamukaf. Tosas quotes Rashi and says ve'ein nira the truma gedola mida araisa boy mukaf. I think it's a din araisa, not just a gzera. V'yemkena filu shtein lefanav. Even if they're both in front of you, you have to do minamukaf. Ubetshumas meiser nami delo be'inan mukaf ella midrabanan. Trumas meiser only needs a midrabanan. Nira dahayne mishum gzera atu truma gedola. Ubeinan mukaf afilu shtein lefanav. And also chala. So Tosfos holds that it is a din daraisa against that Rashi. The Rashba also, the Rashba in Tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Chav Zayin. The Rashba also has discussed this. Do you say it's an asmachta? Is it a din daraisa? Hada sha'alta. Hada merabana aso adam shalit 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 mukaf. V'darshinan la b'sifri, midachsiv v'arei mosem mimenu min hamukaflo. And he quotes the Rashi in Gittin, and then he quotes Sulufi Dvarav Kras Machta B'yalma. Abel Tosfos Sham, he quotes Tosfos there. So what do you say? Says the Rashba, Tshuva vade drasha gemurahi uda araisahi kedivir abosina balia Tosfos. V'yafilu ayushtein lefanav tzarach lahakifan. Kidetzan, he quotes the Mishnah in Meseches Tvil Yom. Alma, afiluk shishtein levafaneha, tzricha lahakifan. Ulahadzbikan, zu lazu, kadeshe yiru achas. Vixeras akasifi, dechsiv, mimenu. You have to do it. The Rashba then asks, Umayda vikashalon, hechi sharina nisura daraisa, mishum onik Shabbos. Alright, what about, you're going to separate, not connected if you're on onik Shabbos. Sulek al shemidi, sharia torah, hi tirasa, midasiv, tilmad, li yira. He'll quote other examples where Chazal were docha biyadayim, even in Ase. He quotes Rabbi Lazar in Maseches Brachas, Shechar Avdo, Lashlim Alasara, right, violating La'olam Bohem Tavodu in a sense. Okay, back to the Mishnah. So, Minamuka. Umina Davar Agamur. Truma is taken from with something that had Gemar Malacha. That is Lechadchila. But the Yevet, if you did it before it, it also works. But Minadavar Hagamur, one that had Nigmar Malacha, and Chala also. What's Gemar Malacha? Right, there's different Gemar Malacha. By Truma, Gemar Malacha is Meruach. We had a nice pile in the field. What's Gemar Malacha by Chala? The dough. The dough had a nice mixture and started rising. Ha'omer kol garni Truma v'chalisasi Chala lo'amar klumachi yishar mixas. You can't give your whole field as Truma or Chala. If you say, my whole Goren should be Truma, my whole Yisar should be Chala, so then that is also meaningless because it has to be Matir. You have to have Shirayim. Right, if it's not matir, so then it is not called. It can't be called rachis. The beginning of the rachis of if it's the whole thing, if it's the whole thing. So therefore, it wouldn't work there. Wouldn't work there if you do the whole thing. Vayter Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi. The Gemara says Rabbi Chanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon bar Rav Yitzchak. Chala. So our girsa is chala chulin hu. Hayisi Omer Mutter Legal Galbohen. Rav Yosef Engel here in the Gilyon HaShatz flips the two words Hayisi Omer. He puts Hayisi Omer at the beginning of the phrase. It means the same thing. But what's the Havamina? The Marafolda explains, I would have thought that the word Chala is related to Chulin. And therefore, I would have thought maybe Chala is not exactly like Truma. In some ways, it is like Truma. In some ways, it's not like Truma. So I would have thought maybe, as the Marafolda explains, I would have thought if you don't take off Chala, that it's Tefel. But once you remove it, so then even a Yisrael could eat it, right? He doesn't quote it, but I'll give you a mashal, right? Maiser Ani. It could be that before taking off Maiser Ani, it's Tevel, Mamish. It's Tevel. Even though it's Maiser Ani. And once you take off Maiser Ani, it's mutter for anybody, right? It's not Usser at all. So maybe here too. Chala is Tevel if you don't take it off. Havamina says the Marafol, the Lashon Chulinhi, Umuteres Lazar. Vadakaya Rachmana Truma, she Tovelas Ketruma. If before you take it off, this Tevel, Avali Hugba'a, Yachol Legalgel Ulaachla. But once you take it off, you're allowed to eat it. Legalgel. Legalgel may be making into an Isa. If you look in Rav Yosef Engel here, he says, sometimes in Yerushalmi you have flipped letters. He gives examples, Yerushalmi and Nazir. So this is Legalga, is like Lelagleg, to scoff at it, to insult it. What does that mean? For Yisrael to eat it. For Yisrael to eat something that's lowering its Kedusha. To have Yisrael allowed to eat it. So Yisi Omer, so again, Chala Chulin, he, I would have said the word Chala is related to Chulin. Ha Yisi Omer, Mutter Legalga Bohen, or Mutter Lelagleg, I would have thought you could lower its Kedusha and have a Zar eat it. Lufum Kain, Sarach Lemar, and that's why the Mishnah has to tell us explicitly, hachala vatruma chayav and aleh misa v'chomish. That's why the Torah has to tell us, the Mishnah has to tell us that exactly. Okay, here we go. Yerushalmi, this is the only place here that this is found. This is not found in the Bavli. And this is quoted by the Tur and by others in Arachayim, Simin Kuf Samach Zayin. Eser mitzvah adam osa ad shalo yocha prusa. There are 10 mitzvahs that we do by bread. Before we eat the bread, there are 10 mitzvahs that we do. Mishum lo sachrosh. Osachrosh, you're not allowed to plow with two different animals. Let's just say all of them, and then we'll come back. Baltizra, you can't plant grain in a vineyard. Rakele akerem. Baltachsom, you're not allowed to muzzle the animal while you are plowing. Leket shecha v'peya, the ma'anis aniyim, as we discussed at length. Trumo ma'aser rishon, u'ma'aser sheni v'chala. So those are all the 10 mitzvahs that apply to bread before you eat it. Rabbi Yitzchak, there was a Rabbi Yitzchak, Kad, we switched the gersa, Kad Asi Mesa Lidoi, whenever he used to make Kamotzi, who pashat asar se etzba'ase. He picked up the bread, he put it in his 10 fingers, va'amar hare kiyamti eser mitzvahs. I have fulfilled 10 mitzvahs. He used to pick up the bread and say, I have fulfilled 10 mitzvahs. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samach Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch discusses Bitzias HaPas, how you cut it, and in Sif Beis. Yuvarech HaMotzi Lechem in the Aretz, you say HaMotzi. Ein Levarech Kodem Shiyitfos HaLechem. Sif Gimel, you're not allowed to make the bracha until you're holding the bread. You have to be holding the bread in order to make the bracha, just like you over lasiyasan by mitzvahs, right? The Mishnah Berurah. She'ema bracha la mitzvahs lo samach lasiyasan. Ukshe mitzvah biyado lasos lo kodem lachin. By food also, you only make the bracha by food right before when you have it in your hand. Sif dalid yitain shte yadav al hapas b'shas habracha. You put your two hands on the bread. She'yesh bahen eser etzbos. That has 10 fingers, right? Your two hands are holding the bread at 10 fingers. Keneged. Eser mitzvos atulios papas. Kinega, the 10 mitzvos that are in bread. Where is this? Mishnah Berurah. Yerushalmi sof perakama techala. There it is. This Yerushalmi right here. So you have 10. So Kinega, the 10 fingers. The Shulchan Aruch continues, quoting some items from the tour. There are not more 10s. Lakach yesh eser tevos bebrachas hamotzi. There are 10 words in the bracha of hamotzi. The eser tevos bepasuk matzmiach chatzir la behema. The eser tevos bepasuk eine chole lecha yisaberu. The eser tevos bepasuk eretz chito sara. The eser tevos bepasuk v'item lecha. All of those sukkim having to do with bracha and bread and sustenance all have 10, and that starts with the 10 mitzvahs that we have to do before we eat the bread. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Chav Dalet Ki Eser Mitzvos Adam Ose Ad Shel Yochal Prusas Pas Yushal Miso Perakav Dechala B'Shas Harisha Lo Shach Reb Shorvach Hamayra B'Shas Zriya Sod Chalos Hizra Kalayim B'Shas Disho Lo Sachsam Shor B'Disho. Going through all of them, that is the Shulchan Aruch right there, and the Mishnah Berurah. So our Yushalmi makes an appearance in the Shulchan Aruch. Wow, Yushalmi and Chala makes an appearance in the Shulchan Aruch. Each one of these we could spend a lot of time on, maybe to make one or two points. There is a machlokas we've shown him by the Isser of Kilai Behema. We mentioned this back in the end of Masechas Kilayim, right? The double two Isurim regarding Kilai Behema, cross breeding and cross working. So this mishnah is about the cross working. One is not allowed. The Rambam says kosher and non-kosher animal. So machlokas be shown. What if you have two different kosher animals, two different non-kosher animals? Does it have to be for this? Is the Raisa? Does it have to be one kosher, one not kosher? That's the lashon of the Rambam. Hilchas Kilayim Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. Kala Osim Malacha Bishnei Minei Behema Ochaya Keechad. If you do malacha with two different types of animals, behemas or chayas, v'haya echad mehen min tahora. Vasheni min temeya, hareze loke b'chol makom. Says the Rambam, you get Malkus daraisa. Shnei amar lo sacharosh b'shor uva chamor yachtav. Echad achoresh, o azoreya, o hamoshech behen agala, o evan keechad, any type of malacha. V'yafilu mashchan keechad, o inhigan keechad. You led them together. V'yafilu b'kol, even, right, chasima b'kol, you muzzle them, you lead them. I'm sorry, you lead them with your voice, loke, shnei amar yachtav, mikol makom. Echad shor v'chamor v'echad kol shnei minim she'echad mentame v'echad tohar. That's the Rambam. Bein behema im behema kechazir makeves ochaye im chaye kechamor im apil ochaye im behema kekelav im eiz otzvi im achazir v'chayez ben al kol elu lokim in atorah. Midivrei sofrim kol shnei minim she'in kelayim baharba'a asurim lachrosh ben ke'echad v'lemshocho sambala aniga. That's the Rambam. Again, kilai behema. The Isser of Losachsam, and there are limudim between the other two, but we know the Isser of Chasima, muzzling the animal, everybody darshan smuchin in Sefer Dvarim, right? We're right next to the Isser of Losachsam, Sharbadisho, we have the mitzvah of Malkus, and even though there's a machlokas tanoim, in the first four books of the Torah, whether you darshan smuchin, two different mitzvos or halachos, or two different psukim. Within one pasuk, that's a hekesh. Two different psukim, that's smuchin. So do you darshan two different smuchin next to each other? So, machlokas tanaim, but in Tvarim, everybody agrees you darshan smuchin. And this is one of the famous ones. Losachsam sharbadisho, arbaim yakenu. So everything, all, whenever you get malchus, is only by a lav, that is dumya, the lav de chasima. We haven't quoted in a while, so I thought we'd quote it again. The stechemed discusses, we know, so lav, so what's not doing to lav de chasima? Lav she'en bo maisa, lav she'en itel atar misas bezdin, lav enitel atashlumin, lav enitel klasei.
a lav that could be fixed by an asay that is not dumi de lav tachasima, because lav tachasima you can't fix. Once you muzzled your animal, you muzzled your animal. So you don't get malchus for a lav hanitak la asay because it's not dumya de lav tachasima. Ask the Stei Chemed, Chela Gimel, page 301. That's in his Mareches Alamid. Why don't you say that every mitzvah, every los asay is nitak le mitzvah of tshuva? And therefore, it is dumi de lav tachasima. Lo sachsom is a lafa nitak lase, and therefore, and you get malchus, right? So why do you get malchus for lafa nitak lase? It is dumi de lav tachasima. So that is the question, and obviously, you know, there's an answer to that. But he quotes, "Kol lavin lo yia le malchus velo misa ta kol nitak lase de tshuva v'yafila lo asa tshuva kivachu lafa nitak lase de tshuva afshlo kiyam adayin in aloke." So he gets three answers. Number one is, maybe the Pashad answer, and that is, lav anitak laseh is only when you have a specific asay that is connected to that lav, not a general. V'tirat ha-Rav Nachlas bin Yamin, the dafka kishanitan laseh prati hu d'dainin alabay lav anitak laseh, aval asay t'tshuva shi klali l'chol lavin lo alim lintuke. That's not, it's similar to lav shebeklalos, liver lav shebeklalos. Number one. Number two, quotes from Rav Pinchas Schiffer, Milemberg. He says, no, you don't get malchus on a lav niklasei because you have it to have it dumi to lav tachasima. But if chasima is also a lav hanita klasei, din nomar to lav hanita klasei to tshuva, same kid, you look on a lav niklasei, then you would get malchus anyway because chasima is also a lav nita klasei. So it is dumi to lav tachasima. Okay, number two. And number three, he says, based on the Noda Behuda. Noda Behuda, who has this big tshuva, relating to why tshuva is not accepted for Mises Bezdin. If somebody does tshuva, Bezdin is still going to punish them. Why? Because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about tshuva. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about tshuva. So maybe also here, Lokasha, the asay the tshuva eino matzilasa min amalkus, exeris akasa, the tshuva lo tatsa mi one shalmata. Right, tshuva is only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not for this world and Bezdin. Okay, we continue. So those are the 10 mitzvahs relating to bread. Finishing up now the perek. Chala ala kol, shuma ala kol. Like the Mishnah said, if you give chala, I'm sorry, this is not the Mishnah, this is a different din. When one takes mafresh chala, you should have in mind, it should be for the whole dough. And shuma for the whole dagan that you are trying to cover. So what's the chiddush here? So either you have to have kavana for a kol, maybe it's included sa'or that you didn't put in yet. The Rasilio quotes from what we had in Meseches Maisrus, that it's including even the kotin, little pieces that might have fallen off the pile. Okay, you have everything in mind. Lashem, we skip that word. Zeh shema miyuchad. Shema miyuchad, you have in mind that you're doing it for a mitzvah. The Ruchan Kadievsky says, you have in mind the bracha. You have in mind the bracha. This is a smachta for a bracha. Umi shetzorach lahazkir is Hashem al hafrashasa. Umi kan smach lebracha. Shetzorach lavarech al hafrashas shruma. The bracha puts what you're doing into a context. That reminds me of the Ritva. The Ritva, Imsachem Dav Zayin, long columns of Ritva. All the Rishonim there talk about Berchas HaMitzvah. But at the end, all the way at the end, Zayin HaMabez, the Ritva has a gorgeous lashon about the overlas. Why do you have to make a Berchas HaMitzvah overlas Yasan? Kidei sheyiskadesh tchila bebracha. So you shall be sanctified through a bracha. V'yigala v'yodia shehu osa osam b'bnei mitzvah Hashem yizbarach. So you let everyone know that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah Hashem. V'od ki abrachas me'avodes hanefesh v'roi lahakdim avodes hanefesh l'mala shehi avodes haguf. And also you should do the avodes hanefesh before the avodes haguf. The mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah is avodes haguf. The bracha is avodes hanefesh, do the avodes hanefesh before the avodes haguf. So you have to analyze these two statements of the Ritva about berchas hamitzvah. You have to be mekadish yourself tchila, v'yagale v'yodia, and let all know that he's doing it l'shem mitzvah. That sounds like our Gemara, right? L'ashem, zeshem hamiyuchad. Okay, that's the Ritva. Minayin, continuing now. Minayin shelo asa klum achishar mixas. As we saw in the Mishnah, you can't give your whole grain, your whole field as chalor. Truma tamalomar may rachis, velo kol rachis. Only may. Hadron alachamisha dvaram baruch Hashem. We finished the first parak on the Seches Chala. And now we get into the second parak. Parak peros. Right, we had the first parak chamisha dvarim. Now peros.
Peiros Chutzlaretz, when is the Chiyuv, the Ki Chiyuv and Chiyuv of Challah? That's Gilgal, when you make it into a dough. So what if you have grain? What does it say, Peiros here? It says the Rasilio, means Tvua. Tvua Shal Chutzlaretz. You have one of the five grains of Chutzlaretz, Shenichlus Ularetz, that you exported to Chutzlaretz, and then you made the dough in Chutzlaretz, Chayavin, I'm sorry, the other way. Peiros Chutzlaretz, you took Tvua from Chutzlaretz and you brought it into Eretz Yisrael, and you did the Gilgal, you made the dough in Eretz Yisrael, Chayav Mechala, it's a Chiyav Daraisa. Chiyav Daraisa, because you go by when the dough is made, when the Gilgal is made. Yatsu Mikan L'Sham, but if you took it the other way, exported, that's a Machlokas. Rebbe Eliezer Mechayev, Rebbe Kiva Poter. Rebbe Eliezer is Mechayev, is Poter, Rebbe Eliezer is Mechayev, because Rebbe Eliezer is Mechayev So though bringing it in is for sure chayev, bringing it out is a machlokas. Yasu mikam l'sham, Reb Elezer mechayev. Reb Elezer says chayev. In that case, even though the Gilgal is in Chutz La'aretz, it doesn't matter. According to Reb Elezer, if it grew in Eretz Yisrael or you did the Gilgal in Eretz Yisrael, it's chayev. Reb Akiva poter, Reb Akiva, we pass on like Reb Akiva. No, it goes by where the Gilgal took place. Reb Akiva might say it's chayev midrabanan. If you wrote it to Chutz La'aretz, but it's not Chayav Daraisa, meaning it's not worse than if the whole thing grew in Chutz La'aretz, where there's a Chalas Chutz La'aretz Midrabanan, but that is, so it's not an exact parallel. Afar, let's just read this, and then we'll continue. E Afar Chutz La'aretz Shabab Esfina La'aretz, you have a boat from Chutz La'aretz that has dirt, you have dirt from Chutz La'aretz that's on the boat, and then it comes into the water area of Eretz Yisrael, Shabab Esfina La'aretz, and now it's in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, and it's sitting there, and it stays, and things grow in that dirt. Chayiv and Maisos and Beshvias, that's Chayiv and Maisos and Shvias. The Gemara in Gittin, the Mara Folda quotes it here. It must be a case where there's some connection between the dirt on the boat and underneath. So either it's a boat with a hole, and you filled it up with dirt, or the whole boat is made, the floor is made out of cheres, earthenware, so there is a connection between the floor and the water and the dirt underneath. Rabbi Yehuda argues Pashtus. He says, no, only if the dirt, if the boat is in like the mud and the muck and there's no airspace in the water between the bottom of the boat and the mud. But if there is, so then it is not going to be chayev according to Rabbi Yehuda. This is a huge topic in Gittin Dav Zayin. All the Rishonim get into this discussion about the type of boat and where the dirt is. But we'll have to stop here. We'll continue next time. Again, these dafim have a lot to say.